This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why once a month, I interview a MaxList reader who found a job they love. Our guest today is Maddie Abulencia. She's the Director of Development at the Oregon Health and Science University Foundation. Maddie Abulencia knew she wanted to build a career in the nonprofit world. In a story you can find on the MaxList website, Maddie says knowing what she wanted made all the difference in her job search. It helped her get a position that matched her career goals instead of settling for less. Why do you love your job, Maddie?
Mac, that is a great question. Every day I get to work with such amazing and inspiring people. I get to help advance OHSU's mission of creating a healthier world, and I am challenged every single day as well. But I think at the heart of it, I get to connect people with opportunities that they did not think was possible and show them that, yes, you can make a difference, you can make an impact. And that is so rewarding and so meaningful.
Well, let's talk about your job search. How did you get started?
I got started because I felt like I was ready for more, and I knew I wanted more. At the time, I could not pinpoint what that more was. It was really a gut feeling, but I sat down and thought about where I wanted to be in 5 and 10 years. I realized what I was doing at the time did not align with where I wanted to be. And that really helped me with starting the job search, which was daunting at the time. But knowing what exactly I wanted was so helpful in my start to job searching.
And that's something we all struggle with. I certainly did early in my career and at different points as well, getting clear about what we wanted. So you knew you wanted to make a change, and that's natural. What steps did you take, Maddie, to get clear about that goal and understand where you wanted to go next?
I was able to really think about what I enjoyed and maybe did not enjoy as much in terms of fundraising, and really jotting down what I wanted to do allowed for me to say, this is the job I want. This is what I want to be focusing on fundraising. Because in fundraising, there's so many different things you could be doing. You could be doing event planning. You could be doing grant writing. You could be frontline fundraising. And I had the wonderful opportunity to do all of that. But as I built my career, I really realized I actually enjoy that one-on-one time with donors. So as I started my job search, I really focused on opportunities where a lot of it was focused on frontline fundraising.
And how did you get that clarity? Did you have a series of conversations, for example, with peers? Did you work with a coach? Did you perhaps do some self-assessment? What specific steps did you take, Maddie, that helped you figure that out, that you wanted to focus on one-on-one relationships with donors?
It was really what I enjoyed most. I think I knew fundraising was the career path I wanted to be on, and it was getting to connect with people again that I enjoyed the most. And when I talked to other colleagues in the fundraising world and got to hear about what aspects of their jobs that they enjoy and what I would like to be doing as well, it was really resonating with me that working directly with donors, with people, is what I wanted to pursue.
So you looked inward and you talked to your peers, you defined that goal. What about challenges in your search? What was the biggest challenge you faced once you knew what you wanted and where you wanted to go?
To be honest, I think starting the job search was the most challenging part of it. But after I got over that hurdle, staying intentional about what I wanted to pursue was challenging. But at the same time, it allowed for me to be meaningful in my search.
Why was it hard to get started? What was the barrier there?
I really enjoyed the company that I worked for at the time, and I enjoyed the people that I worked with, and they had given me so many opportunities. And it was a little scary, the idea of leaving all of that behind and pursuing something that I was not comfortable about. And I knew I was really good at that role, but at the same time, I knew I was ready for more.
And so what inspired you to make that leap? to leave that comfort behind?
Getting over the imposter syndrome, I think. I think a lot of us suffer from that. And recognizing that I have accomplished a lot and I do have so much more potential in me, and being comfortable with pursuing what my potential is and really going for it.
It's very common, the imposter syndrome among, and it's surprising how often it comes up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. And I think it's still something that I struggle with sometimes. But at the end of the day, I also remind myself that I enjoy what I do and I am growing so much from it. And I absolutely enjoy what I do.
Any tips for a listener about how to address that imposter syndrome? What was effective for you, Maddie?
I think understanding what your values are and who you are really helps you get over the fear of the unknown. And I think if anything, it'll help you give some courage to pursue what you might not be comfortable pursuing.
How do you recommend someone get clear about their values and talk a little bit more about how that could be helpful both in overcoming the imposter syndrome, but also in a job search?
For the position I found at OHSU Foundation, I was fortunate enough to have known someone who worked at OHSU Foundation at the time. And I was able to ask that person what the culture was like, where they see the foundation headed. And that conversation was an eye-opener for me because it allowed for me to understand that I can, that is a place that I would see my, I can see myself working at. And their values align with mine. And it sounds like an opportunity, like a it sounds like a place where I can grow, which is what I was hoping for.
Did you reach out to your colleague after you learned about the position, or did you know that you wanted to be at the foundation and started talking to people there?
I actually saw the posting on Mac's list, and I knew my colleague worked there at the time, so I reached out to her and learned more about the position. And it was only after talking to her when I decided I should apply for it, and I did. And I would recommend anyone who's on a job search to really leverage their network to see if there are individuals at organizations that they would eventually like to work at or are currently working at the organization where they see the job posting available, just to really gain a better understanding of what the position entails and what the organization's about and whether or not they think they'd be a good fit for it.
So when you reached out to your colleague, you didn't ask her to get you the job, did you? You instead focused on questions that helped you get the insights that you just described about the needs of the organization. Is that right?
That is correct.
And why was that helpful to you in your search and helping you make your decision about applying for the position?
Throughout the job search process, I knew I wanted to be intentional. And I was fortunate enough to have known someone at the organization working there. And just to get her input was so helpful in knowing whether or not I wanted to proceed with the application process. Because even though once you apply for a position, sometimes there are so many interviews and paperwork involved, and just being really intentional about whether or not that was something I wanted to pursue or not.
It was striking to me in reading the article you contributed to the MaxList website that you were very choosy about the places where you applied. You didn't apply everywhere. Instead, you were very selective. Why was that, Maddie?
I knew where I wanted to go in my fundraising career, and I had to be absolutely certain about what my next step would be career-wise. Portland is such an amazing city with lots of nonprofits and incredible people dedicated to those nonprofits. And it's so easy to get sucked into seeing the job board and recognizing all these wonderful opportunities that other organizations are offering. But at the same time, I knew even though those postings sound interesting, it did not align with what I knew I wanted to set out for myself.
And I imagine it helped you save both time and energy, didn't it? Because you weren't applying everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. I actually looked back at the spreadsheet I kept during this job search process and realized I had only applied to about maybe 4 positions.
And I'm guessing that for those 4 positions, you probably spent a fair amount of time on your application materials and preparation for your interview, didn't you?
I did, absolutely.
And I have to ask, I'm curious, if you only applied for 4 jobs, did you get interviews at each organization?
Yes, I was fortunate enough that I did. And I was actually surprised as well because I thought some of those positions were out of my reach. But again, I was surprised that I received interviews for those positions that I had applied for because some of them seemed like they were positions that were out of my reach, including the one at OHSU Foundation. But I think that goes back to recognizing what I've accomplished and what my potential is and where I want to grow.
And I'm guessing, too, that the fact that you only applied at 4 places allowed you to prepare especially high-quality applications and prepare very well for your interviews. Was that the case, do you think?
That was the case. I was able to tailor my resumes, my cover letters, and also all the questions I had for the interview and allowed for me to really research what the organization does and what their fundraising practices are.
What's the one thing you did during your search, Maddie, that you think made the biggest difference?
I stayed positive. Job searching is hard. It's scary. But I think if you are intentional and meaningful about it, it will help yield a much more rewarding career.
What didn't work in your job search?
I don't know, actually. I look back and I realize I like how I approached it. Again, it was scary to start the job search process because I liked where I was at previously. But I knew I wanted more. So just getting over that hurdle of starting the job search process and then being intentional about how I researched positions and applied for positions really made the difference for me.
What resources were especially helpful to you when you were looking for work?
I definitely leveraged my network. I reached out to people who were in fundraising and asked them what they enjoyed about it, what and how they got to where they are. And also, they were my champions. They helped tell me what I could improve upon in my resume and my applications. And for some of them, they even helped open doors.
Any tips about how to reach out to your colleagues and peers for listeners who might be uncertain about how to do that and ask for that kind of help?
Don't be afraid. Be honest when you reach out. Explain why you're reaching out. And be thankful as well.
Any other advice for our listeners that you'd like to share?
Stay positive.
Okay. Finally, Maddie, what's your number one job hunting tip?
I go back to staying intentional. Know what you want out of a job. Know what you want out of a career. And really pursue that.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Maddie. To learn more about Maddie's job search, visit maxlist.org/stories. And check out the MaxList website for dozens of other success stories. On the second Friday of every month, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who has found a dream job. Go to maxlist.org/stories. In the meantime, thank you for listening to today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job.